This free MP3 is distributed by permission by Still Waters Revival Books, PuritanDownloads.com. The opinions expressed may or may not coincide with the beliefs of SWRB.
Hello and welcome back to our audio weblog entitled 2013 in the Church of Jesus. This is a weekly report put out by Voice of the Martyrs. It can be accessed at the VOM website, www.persecution.com. You can actually have VOM send it to your email every week. When it comes to my email, I print it out, share it with you, and pray for the nations and people indicated for the following week. We start today with Tanzania. Muslim extremists have killed a pastor February 11th during an attack on a group of Christians who had violated Islamic law by opening their own slaughterhouse. Pastor Matayo Kachile of the Tanzania Assemblies of God Church was beheaded, and two Muslims also died from injuries sustained in the fighting, according to a VOM contact. Christians in the mainland village of Busirisere were attacked after they slaughtered several animals to sell in a local market. In Tanzania, animals killed for human consumption must be processed at an approved slaughterhouse, according to Islamic law. Christians have long complained of being shut out of the industry. A freelance journalist told a VOM contact that fighting between the Muslims and Christians lasted all day. At least two pastors were arrested, and police were searching for several other pastors. In Syria, VOM contacts there have reported an increase in violence with a corresponding decrease in basic services, all under the ominous promise from opposition fighters of a new Islamic regime. They are dreaming and planning to make Syria like Afghanistan, wrote a VOM contact. Threatening Christians of killing them or of the Islamic law is now daily in the opposition news. They are advising Christians to prepare themselves for the new Islamic regime. The VOM contact said three families from his church have had to relocate because of the violence and that while attempting to check on them, he was nearly hit by a sniper's bullet. He canceled his own plans to leave the city because of rampant kidnapping, especially of Christians, along the way. Two priests were kidnapped on February 11. Our contact, who's been without electricity for 4 days, closed his letter by saying, "Thank you for your prayers. They are key to our resistance." Saudi Arabia. On February 8, Saudi authorities in Dammam, capital of the eastern province, arrested 53 Ethiopian Christians who were attending a worship service in the private home of a fellow believer. Three church leaders were among those arrested. During a hearing in an Islamic court, authorities alleged that the church leaders were converting Muslims to Christianity. Two of the Ethiopian Christians who have residence permits are likely to be released, while the others will probably be deported. And in Iran, pray for those involved in distributing Farsi Bibles in Iran via smuggling and clandestine printing operations. Now, as is my custom, I want to take you to the Global Report, the 2013 Persecuted Church Global Report, to talk about two of the nations mentioned today. First, Syria. Syria is home to diverse ethnic and religious groups, including Kurds, Armenians, Assyrians, Christians, Druze, Alawites, Shiites, and Sunnis. It's a secular state, but Islam is recognized as the religion of the majority. Sharia is the source of all legislation. The Constitution requires that the president be a Muslim. Since civil war erupted in March of 2011, an estimated 9,000 people have been killed. 90% of the people there are Muslim. 6.3% are Christian. Islam is the majority. And President, for now, Bashar al-Assad. In 2012, militants engaged in Syria's civil war displaced whole Christian neighborhoods in some regions, taking over homes and confiscating personal property. Prior to the war, traditional Christian minority groups had relative freedom, within the larger Islamic society, but discrimination is rising, and our partners report that acts of violence during the war have specifically targeted Christians and Christian communities. Christian evangelism is not welcome. Missionaries are not allowed in the country. The government closely monitors all activities deemed a threat to communal harmony, and most churches in Syria are hesitant to evangelize Muslims. Believers who meet for fellowship outside designated places of worship risk having their apartments appropriated by the government. Occasionally, traditional churches that feel threatened by evangelism work with Muslims to carry out persecution against those who evangelize. BOM works with partners to bring Bibles into the country. We mentioned Syria and we mentioned Saudi Arabia. And the first time that we mention these countries during the year, I will read this portion of the Global Report, which, by the way, you can purchase for only about a dollar at the Voice of the Martyrs. You can go to persecution.com to check that out. Saudi Arabia is the birthplace and homeland of Islam. 20% of the national budget is allocated to the worldwide expansion of Islam. And the country's enormous oil wealth has financed global Islamic expansion with billions of dollars. Most Saudis follow the strict form of Wahhabi Islam, which is known for its contempt of non-Muslims. The country has one of the worst human rights records in the world. In 2011, women received the right to vote and to run in municipal elections. Muslims there account for 92.4% of the population. Christian is actually 5.4. The king and prime minister is Abdullah bin Abd al-Aziz al-Saud. Saud, we might say. Saudi Arabia is one of the most oppressive nations in the world for Christians. Religious freedom is non-existent, and leaving Islam is punishable by death. Non-Muslims are not permitted to become citizens of Saudi Arabia, and no places of worship other than mosques are permitted in the country. All non-Muslim religious rituals and materials are banned. Converts from Islam to Christianity are rare, and converts have been executed for that offense. Anyone who performs mission work or converts a Muslim faces jail, expulsion, lashing, torture, or execution. Non-Muslim worship, even private worship for foreign Christians, is prohibited in practice. The religious police have been known to raid homes where expatriate workers were worshiping. BOM supports an evangelist who is working in that region. So yes, Christ is there. You can't keep Christ out, can you? Thank you so much for joining with me today in concern and prayer for the persecuted church. I hope to return next week at about this time so that we can keep you in touch with what deeply touches God's heart. I'm Bob. Although I'm an area coordinator for Voice of the Martyrs, this is not an official VOM presentation. Just about wherever you live in the United States, there is a VOM rep willing to come to your church and share with your group of any size about the persecuted church and VOM's ministry. Just email me at diakonos3, that's D-I-A-K-O-N-O-S, the number 3, at gmail.com. I will set it up for you. God bless you today. We'll talk again next time. Bye-bye.